interest in jazz when you were a young boy?
Well, I used to like, when the war was on.
Yeah.
I was 14 when the war. Anyway, I was a youngster, like you said, and there's a radio program, mostly for the American forces, which was called the AFN, American Forces Network.
Right.
And they played a lot of jazz out there, like Benny Goodman, Artie Shaw, all the big bands, Harry James, and wonderful stuff. And I got hooked from then, I think, when I was about.
Right.
You know.
And that, did you decide then, at that early age, that you wanted to become a professional musician?
Not really, no. I went in the army. I got called up National Service. And there were some guys out there in the camp in Egypt, for Christ's sake. It was in Egypt.
Right.
Who were also interested in jazz. We got together and we could get hold of some instruments. So I managed to get hold of a clarinet.
Yeah.
As a trombone player, wasn't very good. We were not very good, but we could play a bit.
Yeah.
And we formed a band, and that was it then. I was hooked. I never looked back then. Yeah.
So how did this the band get the Paramount name?
Well, we used to play in a club in Bristol called the Paramount Club. It was over the top of a pub. I don't know how we got that, but we...
Yeah.
So we thought we'd call ourselves the Paramount Jazz Band.
How did you end up getting a record contract? Did you play in clubs and someone came along and offered you a contract? Or?
Well, yeah, there was an agent called Lynn Dutton. Handled all the jazz bands. We went off to Germany for a couple of months in a beer bar, you know, played in a beer. The New Orleans beer bar, it was called. It was a good gig.
Yeah.
It's hard, mind. We were playing 8 hours a night. Anyway, we come back a good band. We got quite popular, actually. We were sort of doing all right. You know?
Yeah.
We didn't get any bloody money.
Right.
But, I think we were getting £12 a gig.
Yeah.
For 7 to 6 months.
Didn't go very far then, did they?
A record guy, Dennis Preston, he said, well, you better record an album with the band. So we did. I'm trying to think of the name of that first one. Academic Request, something like that.
Academic Request. And who did you first record for? What label was it?
That was Pioneer.
So what else can you play now? I mean, fully, professionally, what else? The clarinet is the main.
Yes,
clarinet. Right. So how long did you record for EMI's Columbia label? And what label do you record for now? Have you recorded for now?
Well, we were on Columbia for a long time. Because that's where the strings things went.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
That was Dennis Preston as well.
Right.
Well, I did record it, haven't we? Well, this was in Lansdowne.
Oh, Lansdowne Studios in the West End somewhere. London.
Well, it was, it was just out of the West End.
Oh, Lansdowne. So is that where you recorded Stranger on the Shore?
Yeah.
To write Stranger on the Shore. Was it a flash of inspiration or was it something that needed a lot of working on?
Well, we had a piano in them days and I used to fiddle about. I'd written a lot of tunes on for albums.
Yeah.
And I took this one in, I called it Jenny originally, because my daughter was 6 months old.
Yeah. Then it went on to a TV program, I believe.
Yeah, of course, Stranger on the Shore. Leon Young, the arranger, said, look, it wants a middle eight bars, you know, it's not quite.
Yeah.
Tied up. So I got in a taxi going home and I jotted a few things down on the back of a Star packet. Remember Star?
Yeah.
And that's where it stuck.
Yeah, and the tune just went round and then you got it down.
Got it down, yeah.
Yeah. Do you actually write music yourself?
No.
Occasionally, you put it on a tape and then.
No, I don't write music. What I do, I play it. All my tunes. I play them when I get in the studio. Look at it. I play them over, and then Leon wrote some more down, and writes the arrangements as well.
Yeah,
as an arranger.
Well, it's certainly a successful song, anyway. Apparently, it was in the charts for around 55 weeks, wasn't it? And it was simultaneously in America as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Were you nervous when you received the MBE from the Queen in 2001? And had you met her before?
I've met her twice before on some Royal Command thing.
Yeah.
But I wasn't really nervous. I was enjoying it, actually, because we had to wait about an hour.
Yeah.
In this room, and I like painting.
Bloody
painting. There's three of us go out.
Yeah.
All ex Paramount jazz band players.
Right.
In Bristol, before we went to London.
Yeah.
He still play a bit. But piano player Dave Tullett, he plays a bit.
Yeah.
And we go out and sit out. We were out yesterday.
Right.
A lovely day it was.
Yeah.
And I enjoy it, you know. It's,
it makes you relax and.
Different thing altogether, yeah. Really.
You've got to have a contrast, haven't you? You can't be doing the same thing all the time.
Sure,
you've got to have something to break away from, haven't you?
Yeah.
You find painting does it for you, kind of thing.
I mean, I don't get frustrated because I'm not very good. you know.
What kind of things do you paint then? Is it landscape? Maybe?
Landscapes, mostly.
Do you paint in oils or watercolours?
Oils, yeah.
Oils, yeah. You've never dabbled in the watercolour. It's always been oil, but
never dabbled in watercolour.
No.
The rest of the other two guys who come out, they do
the oil watercolour. Now, you've been all over the world with the Paramount Jazz Band. Have you any favourite spots in the world? Anywhere you've played in the world which you prefer, you know, your favourite spot, in other words?
I like every... I mean, Australia's brilliant. I love Australia.
Yeah.
And Germany, we've gone down so well in Germany. The crowd are so enthusiastic. The place we played last week, we've done it a lot of times. It's called the Ratskeller in Copenhagen.
Yeah.
It's about 800 people out. It's in a courtyard, you know, surrounded by all these Germanic sort of buildings.
Right.
But wonderful atmosphere. It's a huge stage, and the food is wonderful. And the wine is fantastic.
Yeah.
And all the dressing room is right, you just walk up the stairs onto the stage, you know, it's wonderful. Wonderful place. Right. We were there last week.
Last week, yes.
Yeah.
So where are you going next? Where's your next venue? Are you?
We're going back to Germany. We've got two gigs in Germany. Macclesfield next week.
Macclesfield. Oh,
right. Macclesfield.
Have you been to Chester before? Will you be playing here again, do you think?
Well, I suppose, yeah. I mean, we've been here not for a few years, though.
You played in Chester previously?
Because it was a jazz club with Quaintways.
Quaintways?
Yeah. I remember when we played once in the Quaintways. We've done it quite a lot. I went to a pub over the road, not far from there, and it was the Everton footballer, what was his name? He had a good pub there. Dixie Dean.
Dixie Dean.
I had a long chat with Dixie Dean.
Yeah. Well, apparently he's slightly related to me, so I believe, and my grandmother's cousin. Now, I was speaking to a friend of mine the other day, he's a fan of yours. In fact, I rang him up and I told him I was going to interview you. He said, strangely enough, he said, I've just been listening to Stranger on the Shore. He thinks he believes you've been in early films of the 60s. What were they called? Because he couldn't bring them to mind, films.
One was called The Band of Thieves. This was called Four Hits and a Mister. And there was one with, I can't remember the name of it, but there was a lot of people here. Frankie Walmond in it, remember that?
Yeah.
Willie Rushton.
Right.
And a few of us, and there was a dancing bear there.
Right.
I can't remember.
Where was this filmed? In around London area?
Yeah, Denham. Mostly.
Denham Studios.
Yeah.
And what part did you play in this? Were you in the band?
Yeah, we're always in the band, yeah. We were a band of thieves, that's what it was called.
Oh, band of... And that, oh, I see. I got with you, yeah.
Yeah, so we go around and play these gigs and slap up jewellery and all that other.
And it's not been shown on the TV?
It has, actually. One Christmas, a couple of years ago. They revived it, I couldn't believe it.
Did you video it?
Black and white. No, I
didn't bother. You didn't bother?
No. I was too busy doing other things.
So anyway, it's a pleasure meeting you.
Good.
Okay,
mate.
Right.
You're Dave.
David Ellis, yeah.